WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lake Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has today's high school sports update.
There's high school wrestling tonight. Richland Center is hosting DeSoto. That will get underway at 7 o'clock. Also, New Lisbon is hosting a triangular with Cambridge and Royal Waniwak Center. And Dodgeville is home against Lancaster, Viroqua, and Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben for a wrestling quadrangular. Girls basketball, Riverdale's at Darlington, Mineral Point at Iowa Grant, Fenimore at Cuba City, and Boscobel at Southwestern. New Lisbon travels to Hillsboro and Brookwood at Bangor, DeSoto at North Crawford, and Lafarge at Seneca. The boys' basketball schedule includes Highland hosting River Ridge, Westfield at Mauston, Wisconsin Dells at Adams Friendship. And in the Southwest Conference, Dodgeville at Platteville, Richland Center is at Lancaster, and Prairie du Chien at River Valley. That's our featured game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Luke Fetcher is River Valley's head coach.
You know, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride. I think we've played some outstanding basketball, and I think we've played some fairly poor basketball at the same time, trying to find exactly what our identity is. We've dealt with a lot of different roster lineups. We've dealt with some injuries, and, you know, I think the hope is that we just become a little more effective, more efficient down the stretch.
Pregame time around 7:15 tonight on WRCO FM 100.9. It's River Valley hosting Prairie du Chien in area boys basketball. I'm Phil Nee.
Bob Uecker, the voice of his hometown Milwaukee Brewers, who after a short playing career earned the moniker Mr. Baseball and honors from the Hall of Fame, has died. He was 90. In a statement released Thursday by the Brewers, Uecker's family said, "It is with heavy hearts that we mourn the passing of Bob. To many, he was an announcer and an entertainer whose humor and voice transcended the game, but to us, he was much more. Bob faced a private battle with small cell lung cancer since early 2023, which he met with the same strength and resilience that defined him." Uecker, who was born and raised in Milwaukee, signed his first pro contract with the Milwaukee Braves in 1956 and reached the majors in 1962. He lasted six seasons in the big leagues. He then spent over 50 years broadcasting the Brewers, becoming synonymous with baseball in Wisconsin and beyond. He remained with the franchise even after having a successful acting career. His sense of humor and self-deprecating style made him beloved across baseball. Good defense and 62% field goal shooting combined for another one-sided Bucks victory. Damian Lillard scored 30 points, and Giannis Antetokounmpo had another double-double with 26 points and 11 rebounds as Milwaukee thumped the Orlando Magic 122-93 last night. It was the second straight rout for the coach Doc Rivers' team after the 34-point loss to the Knicks. The Bucks came out of the gate strong and built a 21-point lead at halftime. They hit 58% on three-pointers. Milwaukee is at home again tomorrow when the Toronto Raptors show up. Badgers record-setting running back Monty Ball is a class of 2025 inductee into the College Football Hall of Fame. The announcement was made on ESPN yesterday. Ball tied Barry Sanders' record with 39 touchdowns in a season, and during his time playing football for Wisconsin, he set records for total career touchdowns with 83 and career rushing touchdowns with 77. He currently works as a clinical outreach ambassador and recovery coach. Ball gives public address concerning the battles of alcoholism, anxiety, and depression. In his first season as defensive coordinator for the Packers, Jeff Hafley put together a unit ranked fourth in the NFL. That defense was ranked 24th with the previous season. The New York Jets have asked permission to interview him for the team's head coaching position. Previously, the Jets interviewed Packers executive vice president of player personnel, John Eric Sullivan, for general manager. Sports Illustrated reports that Hafley will be the 11th candidate New York has interviewed for the position. And University of Wisconsin freshman hockey standout Maggie Scannell has been named the WCHA Rookie of the Week. This is the third time Scannell has received the honors this season. The freshman forward has scored at least one goal in each of the Badgers' last five two-game series. She has 10 goals and a dozen points. Scannell and her teammates are on the road this weekend in Minnesota for a series against St. Thomas Friday night and Saturday afternoon. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company and Schwartz Insurance. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.